A generation ago, test tube babies and the genetic re-engineering of human beings was the dark stuff of science fiction. But recently, China has turned dystopian fiction into reality. The nation that brought us the one-child policy is today a brave new world of sex-selective abortion, genetic screening, and the genetic re-engineering of the unborn. Is China's present America's future? I have bioethicist Wesley J. Smith on the show today to explore these developments and discuss what the future may hold. Smith is a senior fellow at Discovery Institute and among the world's foremost critics of assisted suicide and utilitarian bioethics. In 2004, he was named by the National Journal as one of the nation's top thinkers in bioengineering for his work in bioethics. In 2008, the Human Life Foundation named him a great defender of life. And recently, he was named to the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network Board of Directors. Smith has published hundreds of articles on bioethics and appeared on thousands of television and radio programs. His Human Exceptionalism blog, hosted by National Review Online, is one of the premier blogs on human life and dignity. And his book about the dangers of the modern bioethics movement, called Culture of Death, The Age of Do Harm Medicine, was recently republished in an updated and revised edition. Today on ID the Future, Smith begins by telling about pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, or PGD, and how China has begun using this technology in a new age of human genetic engineering.
Pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, or PGD, is used not just in China, but also in the United States quite extensively to test embryos for their fitness in terms of disease, and sometimes, from what I read, even other things that are more cosmetic in nature. What happens is a embryo is created through IVF. When it reaches a certain stage of development, say about 10 cells, one of those cells is extracted, and then it is genetically tested. And let's say you have 10 embryos. The one or ones, because they usually implant more than one embryo at a time, that would appear to have the best prospects for what is desired will then be implanted, and the others will either be destroyed or perhaps given to research. But it is an attempt, on one hand, to prevent some genetic disease. On the other hand, it is also a potential use for cosmetic improvements. So the idea is that parents not only have a right to have a baby, but they have a right to have the baby they want.
So PGD is a sophisticated method to get a designer baby, currently used to avoid disease, but with the potential to be used for arbitrary characteristics parents may dislike. Smith says that this is more than just a step in the wrong direction.
Well, it's inherently eugenics, because what you are doing, eugenics means good in birth, and PGD is saying that we are going to determine which traits a future baby should have, a human being that after they're born should have. And we will do the tests that are necessary to make sure that those traits are the ones that exhibit once the child is born. And so what we are saying is that we have the wisdom somehow to determine which traits are better than other traits. And it will not just be, as I said, eventually limited to disease. For example, making sure that a embryo does not have Huntington's disease gene, which is a single gene caused disease, but can be used for other purposes. But it is to treat a human being as some having greater import or value or desirability than others. And it reflects a eugenics mindset.
So eugenics is not just an issue of the past, it is a problem today. With parents using methods like PGD, Smith argues that the solution, well, perhaps not easy, is simple.
Well, I'm kind of old-fashioned in this regard. I don't think that we should be picking and choosing which people should be born and which people should not be born. I'm also well aware that there are serious diseases that cause terrible problems. I'm personally of the opinion that if somebody is carrying a genetic trait that they don't want to see passed down, that there are a lot of babies born who don't have parents. And I think adoption is something that I think should get much more attention.
So far, however, the leadership in China shows little interest in expanding adoption as an alternative solution. It's a culture that appears committed to the use of PGD and pushing the envelope wherever technology allows.
But China is almost like a wild, wild west. I mean, I worry that on a lot of these issues, whether it's human cloning or this PGD issue or surrogate parenthood, that there would be a rush to the lowest common denominator led by China, because China's a tyranny and its government can permit things that we would find abhorrent here in the West. For example, even though technically it's against the law, we know that in China, people go and buy organs and the organs are taken from political prisoners and many times Falun Gong prisoners who are tissue typed for the buyer and then they're killed for their organs. We don't want China to be the lodestar, if you will, that we follow in terms of these important circumstances. And I think that it is important that we engage these issues, not only on a national level, but I think on an international level, and try to have international standards that apply. Otherwise, we're going to engage in what I call biological colonialism. That is, we will be happy to exploit people in poor countries or countries in which a despotic government permits things to be done that we would not allow here. And I think that with China having such a power in the marketplace, the sooner we engage these issues and try to set up proper parameters, the better. And there should be consequences internationally when countries go rogue, if you will, and engage in things that are beyond the international standards. I mean, otherwise you're going to end up with some countries where you exploit vulnerable life and other countries that you don't. In the countries where you don't, there's going to be pressure to follow the countries that do.
China may be an extreme example, but Smith argues that the difference is one of degree only. He says the same flawed thinking can be seen in bioethical compromises we see in the West.
And I think it's important that we take a look at all human life at whatever stage, not as an object, but as a subject. The way we treat nascent human life will impact how we look at life that is born and here in the world. And therefore, these principles are important. And unfortunately, I think we're becoming a society in which our feelings and our emotions tend to trump ideas which go back centuries of universal human rights, universal human equality. And just because we can do something, that doesn't mean we should do something. One of the Chinese fertility specialists stated in Nature, and here's a quote, quote, "There are ethical problems," and he's talking about PGD, "but if you bring an end to disease, it's good for society," close quote. Well, that kind of thinking can mask a lot of brutality, because there's other things that will happen than bringing an end to illness. And also, it can lead to our looking at unborn life in particular as a natural resource to be exploited. And I think we do not want to go down that particular road, because it leads to very dark places.
The West started down the path of eugenics a century ago, but pulled back, recoiling from it as the horrors of Nazi eugenics came to light and shocked the world. Will something awaken us again? Lead us to recoil from the brave new world of designer humans? Will we regain respect for nascent human life? Only the future will tell. This is Todd Butterfield. Thank you for listening to ID the Future.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.